The World Health Organization says the window of opportunity to contain the coronavirus outbreak is narrowing. The statement comes as concerns grow in South Korea and the Middle East about the number of cases. There have also been more cases confirmed among Australians evacuated from a cruise ship in Japan. And as the virus continues to spread, researchers in Queensland say they've made significant progress in the search for a vaccine. Barbara Miller has the latest.
Normally bustling, the streets of Codogno in northern Italy are now strangely quiet. More than a dozen cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed in the Lombardy region. A handwritten sign on one shopfront says under instructions from authorities, they've closed up due to the coronavirus. Public events have also been cancelled, moves some residents think go too far.
There is now a very high level of panic after this new case was made public. I mean, wearing masks is the right thing to do, but I think there is too much panic, closing the streets and things like that. Now workers are in even more trouble.
In Daegu in South Korea, people have also been told to stay home, and authorities are spraying disinfectant in the streets. South Korea has more than 200 cases of the virus, with a cluster around Daegu, thought to be concentrated among members of a religious sect. This resident is worried.
With more confirmed cases here in Daegu than in Seoul, I'm worried Daegu will become the second Wuhan.
The World Health Organization is also increasingly concerned about cases outside China. WHO Director Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus.
It's very worrisome. Iran in the past 2 days has reported 18 cases and four deaths. This is very concerning. But not only that, there is a case which is linked to Iran now in Lebanon. This is a 45-year-old woman.
The WHO director says time is running out to get the spread of the virus under control.
The window of opportunity is still there. But our window of opportunity is narrowing. I would put it that way, narrowing.
A vaccine for coronavirus is thought to be up to 18 months away, but the University of Queensland says its team has reached a key milestone with the creation of a vaccine candidate. The university's Professor Paul Young says preclinical testing will now begin.
So it's probably about 5 months' worth of work where we take our vaccine candidate, put it into a small animal to make sure that it induces the right sort of immune responses.
Two women from Queensland in their 50s who were on the Diamond Princess cruise ship off Japan have tested positive for coronavirus and are being flown home from the quarantine facility near Darwin. Four people in that group have now tested positive since leaving Japan, and authorities are warning there could be more to come.
Barbara Miller.